Wayne Shorter and his quartet produced a brilliant set at Jazz Fest last Sunday. 50 years ago, Wayne Shorter counted among his colleagues one John Coltrane.
John had me as his guest at his home, and we spent time together just having a good old time talking about and playing. We didn't talk that much. We were actually playing back and forth, playing the piano and playing music and exploring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John would say, what if we can do this? What if we can do that? I said, yeah, how about this? And how about that? And we had a good time.
Here is John Coltrane having himself a pretty good time with Miles Davis on Green Dauphin Street.
Thank you.
John Coltrane and Miles Davis on Green Dolphin Street, Branislaw Kapers' theme for the 1947 movie Green Dolphin Street, starring Lana Turner, Van Heflin, and Donna Reed. Hi, I'm Fred Caston, right in the middle of a John Coltrane double play on Jazz New Orleans. The sheer force and range of Coltrane's playing, his rigorous practice routine, and deeply spiritual nature made him a powerful influence on his contemporaries and on many jazz artists who have followed, including New Orleans saxophonist and composer Tony DeGrotte, who was into his own intense period of jazz rehearsal and study in his early 20s when he started really listening to Coltrane.
That was it for me. When I started listening to Coltrane, I couldn't listen to anybody else. So, I mean, I really just listened to him pretty nonstop for a couple of years. And I would, you know, veer off and listen to other saxophonists, you know, Sonny and Dexter and Charlie Parker and everybody else. But right. Nobody hit me like Coltrane did. So a lot of what I do, you know, as a saxophonist comes out of that influence.
Here is John Coltrane with his great quartet, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, piano, bass, and drums, with the first movement, Acknowledgement. From A Love Supreme.
Thank you.
Tony DeGrotte and Astro Project off the Cowboy Bill CD, Tony DeGrotte's Nowhere to Hide, and John Coltrane and his quartet from A Love Supreme, Acknowledgement. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO and WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by. Still to come tonight, one of the finest close vocal harmony groups in jazz from, in fact, right here in the Crescent City, swinging a 1925 pop hit that still gets toes tapping. And a musical peak from the Far East, plus a gorgeous ballad essayed on soprano sax by Branford Marcellus. Right now, Branford's younger brother, Wynton, off the From the Plantation to the Penitentiary CD, featuring singer Jennifer Sannon. These are those soulful days. Thank you. Beautiful work from Branford Marsalis and his Eternal CD, The Ruby and the Pearl. And Duke Ellington and his orchestra from the Far East Suite, Mount Harissa. Remember, dear hearts, that's a location, not a command. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Mighty nice to have you here tonight. Still to come, solo piano from the man whose middle name was Sphere, and the musical sunshine known as Topsy Chapman and Solid Harmony. Topsy Chapman was one of the original cast members of Vernell Banerese's hit show One More Time. 20 years after One More Time helped launch Topsy's solo career in the late 70s, she began to perform in public with her daughters, Yolanda Winzey and Jolinda Phillips, under the banner of Solid Harmony.
What happened was, when I did my performances, I would ask the proprietors if it's okay if I bring my two daughters in and, you know, they could hear what the group sound like. And Snug Harbor was one that always said yes. You know, so we did most of our performances there. When I do a performance at Snug Harbor, I always ask the girls to come and sit in with me. Then it just caught on from there. You know, people started calling and said, listen, I'd like to have you and the girls. We heard you at Snug Harbor. We heard about you from Snug Harbor, whatever, right. You know. And I think that started around 1996 or 7 or something like that. Then the first time out, I think, was Japan. In 1998, they we went over and did a performance there.
Here are Topsy Chapman, Yolanda Winzey, and Jolinda Phillips from their 3-in-1 CD, a tune that hit the top of the pop charts in 1925 and still gets toes tapping and fingers snapping, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Georgia Brown, yes, yeah, sweet Georgia Brown. I mean, that sweet
Thelonious Monk from his 1964 recording, It's Monk's Time. The Gershwins, Nice Work If You Can Get It. And Topsy Chapman in solid harmony from 3-in-1, Sweet Georgia Brown. On Jazz New Orleans, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me. Next week, our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation will be with saxophone great Sonny Rollins. Broadcasting in HD from the University of New Orleans, this is New Orleans Public Radio. 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux Houma, and WWNO.org, your source for NPR News, with 24 hours of classical music on WWNO HD2 and jazz all the time on WWNO HD3. A check of the latest news from NPR is next, followed by Music Through the Night. Stay with us.